So our mission at Grace Christian Academy is discipleship. That is the heartbeat. And so our mission statement is that Grace Christian Academy is a Christian school that exists to disciple students towards leaving a legacy of walking with Christ, producing wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. And that's our heartbeat. It has been that way for the last 10 years, and that's what we continue to come back to for every class, every subject area that we teach, everything that we do. It's all wrapped around discipleship. And yes, we teach the ABCs and 1-2-3s. We do that as well. But for us, it starts with the discipleship, and then all of those academic courses are blended in from there.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Welcome, friends, family in Christ. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. And thanks for your prayers, too, for this podcast. Before I bring in today's guest and you have an idea of what we are going to talk about based on the video you just saw, I'm going to give you the website of GraceChristianAcademy.school. GraceChristianAcademy.school, based in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're going to bring on Jeremy Johnson, the head administrator. In fact, let's bring him in right now. He's in studio with us because we're in Wisconsin too. So
yes.
Good to see you, brother.
Yes. Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. So before we're going to learn a lot about, you know, how homeschooling, how academies work, how private schools, Christian schools work. We're going to learn a lot about that from the founding to what they're doing today that's new and that could help you. Plus, their partnership with Freedom Project Academy. That's very interesting, something that maybe you guys can do depending on where you're at in the country. But I've got some exciting news, and I was debating on whether or not to break it this week, but I'm going to, because in 6 months, we're going to be holding a Worldview Matters conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin at the Delta Hotel by Marriott, May 1st and 2nd. And I pretty much have 90% of the speakers that we're going to have there lined up. And they're all guests on the podcast. I just want to mention some of them. Okay, all of them. let's see. Elijah Abraham, who was just on last week. He's coming up from Texas. We've got Scott Shera, Grace's dad, our amazing Grace. Dr. Jake Jacobs of One Nation. He's been on recently. Jay Siegert from the Starting Point Project. Laura Perry Smaltz, former transgender. Her website is Eden's Redemption. Also, Gary Kah, author and a former Europe and Middle East trade specialist. His website, Hope for the World. Olivier Melnick, a Messianic Jew, and he'll be talking about anti-Semitism and so much more. Tim Chafee from Answers in Genesis. And also Midwest Apologetics. Let's see, Ken Michael from Olive Tree Ministries, Understanding the Times Radio, Mark and Amber Archer, and possibly, pray for us, Pastor Jack Hibbs, maybe making an appearance. We're waiting to hear a confirmation on that. But everything else set to go. We're going to be in the planning and sponsorship, everything else, putting together a website. So I'll let you know when it's up and running. But I'm excited about that Worldview Matters conference. So Jeremy, you'll be there, you said, right?
Hey, with that lineup, I will definitely be attending. That is amazing.
Well, yeah. I'm excited. You know, I mean, I've never put on a conference, but this God's been working on me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, the body of Christ needs it.
Right. And he equips the called, so you'll be fine.
Yes. And what else does the body of Christ need? Children to be educated in the Lord. That's huge.
Amen.
One of the reasons our country looks the way it does is because of the government-run school system, which is, let's just face it, friends, we've talked about this before, it's a godless system. It's based on secularism and all kinds of other religions, but just not Christianity. Anything goes in the public schools. So I want to ask you about Grace Christian Academy. I know you moved to Green Bay, what, three or four years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Three years ago. Tell us about the founding, first of all, and how did you get involved with Grace Christian Academy?
Sure. Well, again, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate being on here. I know we talked about it for a while, so it's great to be here.
Yeah.
And so Grace Christian Academy really was in the early 2000s. Jamie Jackson was our founder for the school and present for a very long time. And it was about a decade after that, where before the school even opened in 2014. But before that, laying the groundwork in prayer, laying the groundwork in the Word of God as to what is this vision? Where do you want me to go? And so for Jamie, on her heart was this vision of leaving a legacy. And so that's part of our mission statement, is leaving a legacy of walking with Christ. And ever since then, it was continuing to take that vision and form it into, what does this look like? How do we actually walk this out when it comes to leaving a legacy of walking with Christ? And so Luke 2:52 plugged into that, that it's again, discipling students towards leaving a legacy of walking with Christ, producing wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. And so we've stood on that mission statement since it started in the early 2000s,
wow,
opened in 2014. And at that point, too, which I know we'll talk about, we said we need someone to partner with to help bring some of our classes in, and Freedom Project was that partner.
So let's talk about if there's someone that's affiliated with a Christian school or academy in, I don't know, Nebraska or in some other state, Tennessee or wherever else in the country. How did you partner with, how does that work with Freedom Project?
So when we started in 2014, originally it was just going to be kindergarten through second grade, because to us it made sense that, hey, you start with the lower levels and every year you just add a level. But God is God. He's going to do things his way, not our way. And his plans are higher than our plans, his ways higher than our ways. And so God's like, nope, it's going to be K through 12. And so we knew we had to be obedient to that. But it's like, well, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And so when I was in public school for about 10 years, I heard of Freedom Project. And I was actually using an online platform that they were using at the time. And I said, boy, this looks like a platform that maybe we could partner with to bring in some classes that we can't afford to teach. We can't bring in a whole new staff,
right,
starting the school off in those pioneering years. You just can't do that. And so we said, let's go down there and visit them. So we're like, they're in Appleton. Let's go down to Appleton. Came to the headquarters, met with them. And we basically just said, help us to do this. We're opening up the doors for a new school. It's a discipleship school, but we need classes that we can actually bring in for the junior high and for the senior high, and we can't afford teachers to do that. Right. Can we partner with you in this homeschooling platform to do that? And it was right away an immediate yes, let's work something out. And so since 2014, we've been partnering, and through the years, while things have looked different through the years, we've been able to keep that partnership, and it's been amazing. Every time that we call down here and try to change things up a little bit, say, hey, we want to see if we can do this, or we want to try to do this, they've been so flexible and just helpful in doing that.
So one more follow-up question to that. Some people might be wondering, well, how does that work if you're in Green Bay and you're partnering with Freedom Project Academy, which is it's based in Appleton, but it's online schooling. You could take it from anywhere. So there are teachers that are, they could be from a different state, Florida or anywhere else, and they're teaching online. How does that work?
Yeah. So at Grace Christian Academy, we have your traditional brick and mortar school. And so through K through sixth grade, we have traditional classes with traditional teachers that are in the rooms. But then when we get in the junior high with the sixth grade on up through 12th grade, that's where we will actually bring in some of those classes from Freedom Project Academy. And there's three different formats they use. They have the live classes, they have the anytime classes, and now a homeschooling platform. And we use all three of them.
Wow.
And that's part of what we have developed over the years is saying, well, how can we continue to stay to this call of discipling students towards leaving a legacy of walking with Christ and do what we do and do it even better with partnering with FPA. And these anytime classes, when they came in, and these homeschool classes, they came in, like, this is what we're looking for so we can have some flexibility in the schedule, because otherwise we're kind of locked in to the live classes all the time. And so currently we have a couple live classes, which are teachers from across the country that with other students across the country for some of our kids. But a lot of the anytime classes, we facilitate those courses. And so what will happen is that the students will watch videos and they'll do the assignments that are assigned by teachers across the country. But then we have teachers, staff that are there that act as facilitators to help tutor them, to help run science labs and do whatever needs to be done to enrich that platform.
That's
the
amazing
FPA platform. And therefore they submit their assignments and things, and we're just able to help them out.
So the students are kind of getting the best of both worlds, and they're able to take the class and then have actual hands-on help.
Right.
So they come into Grace Christian Academy in Green Bay, and they'll take like whatever class that might be from, someone else will be teaching that, mm-hmm. and then there'll be a teacher there to facilitate.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. Yep.
So tell us about the programs. I should be looking at the website as you're talking, but I don't want to be rude. But there's so much on your website. Again, mm-hmm. friends, gracechristianacademy.school. So about some programs that maybe you'd like to highlight.
Sure. So being a discipleship ministry, a discipleship school, that is our program. That's our co-curricular, as we always say. And so we are a smaller school. Currently, we have 37 students, but we are pre-K, 3K, all the way up through 12th grade this year. And so we teach and facilitate all those class levels all the way through. And it's not just traditional classes and teachers that are in the room. We have FPA, which you talked about, but then also this year we've been able to do dual enrollment options. And so we partner with different universities. Christian Halls is another one that we've partnered with to do different types of options for our high school, the Legacy Making Academy. And we are very much into application of our faith as well. And so when it comes to discipling, excellent. It's not just memorizing the Word of God, which
Thank
is
you.
Wonderful, okay? But we also need to put that faith into action, because if we're just staying in silence, which you've talked about quite a bit, silence is telling, right? And so we need to be a body of believers that's active in the community, in the public square. And so part of our discipleship program is just that, where the things that they're learning, we take and we apply out into the real world. And so staying relevant with the times and what's happening in the world, these are things that we want to be teaching in the classroom. And so students will have a reason for the hope that's within them when they talk to people.
Praise God. I'm thinking, obviously to me, because I've been talking about this with other guests, and people like Alex Newman and so many other, Sam Sorbo, Heidi St. John, so many of the guests that I get to learn from. One benefit of doing this is a student-to-teacher ratio, or teacher-to-student. How do you teach?
Right.
Tell us about that, because that must be a blessing to kids to have a little bit more individual help and attention.
Yes, it truly is. And this was a model, again, that we have plans in our minds, but God has plans that are much higher. And so we knew that we always wanted to have that teacher to student rate ratio lower. And currently it's 10 to 12 that would be in a room. But what's really developed over the last 12 years for us is more of that one room schoolhouse type of model. And so we have elementary where kindergarten through second grade are together in one room, and then we'll have third through fifth grade there together in one room. Our junior highs are together, and our high schoolers are together. And so we found that that is really beneficial in a number of ways, because there are things that the older students are helping live and learn as an example to the younger ones. And then also it's encouragement for them to continue to live for Christ in those ways and reveal that. And so our day starts with chapel every day with the whole school. So our staff, our students, everyone is together in chapel every day.
Excellent.
And then we break off to the different classes. But then like lunchtime, recess, and other opportunities throughout the day, we do together as a school. Yeah. And so to have that big brother, big sister model, but in the example of Christ, right, where they can actually live that example out for these younger students to see that, It's just been phenomenal.
I mean,
we have really enjoyed that model. So we continue to use it because it's been really beneficial to the program, and especially when it comes to discipling students.
Yeah, excellent. So I know you mentioned the Legacy Making Academy high school program. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we move on?
Sure. So a few years back, again, there's just the vision that was put on a number of our hearts, and I guess it started with me with this Legacy Making Academy. Is that, all right, first off, high school, I don't like that brand. Let's brand this with something that is coming from the truth of the Word of God. And and if we're leaving a legacy, walk with Christ, well, let's have that as part of our program. And so we have the Legacy Making Program. And part of this program, again, is really threefold. One is staying relevant with the times that we're in. These students, they're facing things that you and I never had to deal with.
Exactly.
And so we need to disciple and train and equip them in ways that they're going to be ready to have an answer for that and to be able to stand for truth and love in the public square, right? And so being relevant is important. Secondly, I already mentioned, is application. Being about applying our faith is what we want to do. We'll be doers of the word and not just being able to just have an answer for certain things or spit things back out on a test. We want to be able to be a body of believers that's active in the community. And then thirdly is just when it comes to students and their giftings and deposits, God has wired us and made us in so many unique and amazing ways. Yeah. He's a God of variety, right?
Yeah.
So we celebrate that. And so we get some interviews done with our students as to what are some of their interests, what do they enjoy, what do they like. And then we try to cater some of that education to go around them throughout their 4 years in the high school.
Interesting.
So literally by the end of their junior, senior year, I even told our seniors this year, I said, if you're not on campus half the time this year, praise the Lord, because that means that you're going out to observe, to volunteer, to learn, to apply your faith in the community.
Yeah.
And so that's very much what we want our program to be about.
So really quick, we didn't mention this at the beginning. One of our recent guests on Worldview Matters was Amber Rocky, Amberly Creative. There she is. And she designed the Grace Christian Academy website.
Yeah.
And not only that, her daughter attends Grace Christian Academy in Green Bay. So I thought that was an interesting connection too.
Yeah, yeah. We've been so blessed with so many people coming alongside, and God raises them up, right?
Yeah.
And so that very first year that we opened our doors, and Jamie Jackson was there. She was our founder, our president of the school board, head administrator, teacher, and everyone helps with janitorial stuff. I mean, because you got to take out the garbage, you take it out. And so that first year, we had that. Then the Jacksons, they left for China, and because they had missions that were put in their heart to go. And so the rest of us like, well, is this it? Is this all it's going to be? Is just this these few months? But God raised other people up, equipped different people to come in. And since that first year, that's what it's been like over these 12 years, where people are like Amber Rocky and others that have come into the school, whether it's families that have enrolled, whether it's just people that we know through church or different places, have just said, Do you need help? Do you need equipment? Do you need resources? What are some of the needs? And so what I've found is that a big part of my place as head administrator is to share the needs of what God is doing in the school, but also what are some of the needs of the ministry. And so we've been blessed with so many people like Amber to help out.
You mentioned earlier, Jeremy. By the way, we're speaking with Jeremy Johnson, GraceChristianAcademy.school. How the landscape has changed in America. And did you mean the public school system? Did you mean what young people, what any young person from K through 12 are dealing with Hollywood, technology, social media, the world today? What did you mean by that? And how does that relate to the challenges in education?
Sure. David, all the above. You just mentioned them. again, our students, they're facing challenges today with technology and AI and things that we never had to deal with. We actually had barriers, you know, that would prevent us from getting into trouble and doing things, right?
Yeah.
Well, now kids have access 24/7 to so many different things. And so in discussing the vision of discipling at GCA, it's a matter of how can we equip them in ways in which the technology will not manage them, but they'll manage the technology, right? And then same thing with different things that are going on in the world and society. You know, how do we take the Word of God and start there on that foundation, and how can we use the Word of God? What does He speak to these things that are happening in our world today? Whether it's things that are prophetic in nature that people are seeing around them, or if it's just how do we handle these issues that are before us that we never, some of these things are items that we never thought we'd have to deal with, and they're before us. And so they're very real-time issues that our students have to hear and try to understand, and then again know how to have an answer for that. And I think that's one of the things when I think of Freedom Project, especially with FPA and partnering with them, one of their lines that they use for so long is teaching kids how to think and not what to think.
Yes.
And that's very much what we stand on as well, because if we're just about, all right, memorize this, spit it back out in a test, and that's all you need to know, then they're going to be good at being told what to do. But when we continue to say, let's critically think about the information we have before us, and let's see what the Word of God has to speak to that. And then as they go into the world, they can continue to look at that in the lens of the Bible, being Bible-based and being Christ-centered, and therefore can speak into these things with truth and love, and not just, well, this is what the world told me. Culture says it's fine, so that's what I'm going to do. No, what does the Word of God say?
Yeah.
And let's start applying that, because others need to know the truth as well.
Amen. So I don't want to run out of time before we talk about something you did. You send me this website, the Christian Educators Expo, in January 24th, 2026. It's in Green Bay. Tell us about that, and how are you involved with that?
Yeah, so very excited about this. A few years back, we regrouped, I guess you could say, the Christian Educators Committee through the Serve Network. And I know Amber had talked about this when she was on the podcast about Sherry Byrol and spearing up the Serve Network in Northeast Wisconsin. And one of the arms, I guess you could say, of that is the Christian Educators Committee. And so in talking together with private schools and homeschoolers and discipleship ministries across Northeast Wisconsin, we're like, well, what can we do to get the word out there to share with people about what God is doing in our area when it comes to options for Christian education? And so one of the ideas that came out of that committee was the Expo, the Christian Educators Expo. And so last year was our first one that we did, and we ran it at the Cup of Joy. We had Dr. Duke there that spoke for
Dr. Duke Pesta.
Talking into education, and Pastor David Roth was there as well as keynote speakers. And then we had a number of private schools and homeschoolers and different types of vendors that were there that were just sharing on what God was doing in their ministry, their school. And then parents, it's free, you know, so parents and families, they could come for free and not only see the options that are in Northeast Wisconsin when it comes to Christian education, but more so to understand that it's not about building silos. we're together when it comes to raising our children up in the Christian faith, right? Parents first and foremost. They are mandated in the Word of God to do that. And then there's all kinds of different opportunities, different organizations that come alongside and help in that. And it's not just private school and homeschool. There's so many different blends of that. We just shared how Freedom Project and us partner together, and they're mostly an online homeschooling platform, classical Christian education, and we're able to pull from that and do some things in a traditional setting for Grace Christian Academy that you normally wouldn't see. And even with homeschooling families, like we partner with some homeschooling families to flex into our school at times to take a class or two. So there's so many different options that are out there.
Yeah.
And we feel this expo is doing a great job at communicating some of those options for our families to come and see.
So I want to mention, you said it fast, and for people that are outside the area don't know what Cup of Joy is, it sounds like a coffee shop. Cup of Joy is a venue. They are a music venue. They hold concerts, Christian concerts, every Friday and Saturday night. But they also open up their, they have a very nice building, very nice facility there in Green Bay for other events too. And that's where this is going to be on January 24th. You can go to ServeWI, friends, ServeWI.com, or there's a, the whole link is for the Christian Educators Expo is ServeWI.com/educators. And then there's /serve, but I think it's it's easier to just go to Serve WI and just scroll down to events or look for the events tab if you're interested in that. So why would a family or parents or maybe another homeschooling organization, why would someone want to come to the expo? What do they get? What do they learn?
Yeah, so there's a lot of times I think parents may be overwhelmed with, well, I can't homeschool. You know, there's so many things I'd have to try to learn, or resources that I don't know how to teach. I can't teach biology. I can't do this.
And they probably have college degrees, right? I don't know how to teach my kids.
Could be. But I think that's part of it, is that as parents, we just get overwhelmed with, well, I'm not able to do this. Well, first off, you're right. You can't, but God can. Through God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And so this expo is really a way for them to just come and see what, not only what is out there, but to get confidence in equipping them to say, yes, you can. And there's many different ways in which that can look, and there's many different people that can surround you in this to help with educating your kids. And so whether it's full-out homeschooling or private schooling or a blend of all that, or the different discipleship ministries that are in the area, there are a lot of ways that you can partner with people to help get this done.
By the way, one website that we did not give today when you were talking about partnership with Freedom Project Academy, friends, you can go to fpeusa.org/partnership. That's, there it is, fpeusa.org. And find out about partnership there. We just have a couple minutes left, Jeremy. So I just want to ask you about, like, the enrollment process. You know, so you're already covered You're already full for 2025, mm-hmm. going into 2026. Mm-hmm. So the next enrollment period for parents that are still, you know, on the fence or gathering mm-hmm. a lot of information on homeschooling, going to an academy, you are in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Just tell us about that, what that process is, and when would they have to consider mm-hmm. you know, enrolling. I guess you got to go to the website, fill mm-hmm. out some forms. How does that work?
Yeah, well, in a perfect world, everyone would do it by a certain date, right? Yeah, in a certain time, but that's just not reality. We're all people, and we're going to do things different ways. And so we have very much relied on the Holy Spirit this whole process in the past years. Because
so no hard deadlines?
You got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. and so we'll start opening up enrollment in January of 2026 for the next school year.
Okay. That's only a couple months away.
Right. It's coming up fast. Yeah. And then we'll have some deadlines that would, you know, that we put out there for people to have enrolled by. So usually it's by July 4th that we say, okay, that's the cutoff, you know, when people have to have things in. But the bottom line is God is God again. And sometimes there's people that come to our school that it's evident, affirmation for the family and affirmation for us at the school that, okay, God is opening the door here, making a way. So we're going to be obedient to that because he's in who we trust. And so it's happened a lot of different ways, but ideally, yes, it would be January. We start opening things up for enrollment, and the sooner the better. Yeah. You're looking for schools to get in, and whether it's Grace Christian Academy or any place, you know, continue to put it before the Lord in prayer, continue to get it surrendered to him. He will continue to lead you. He'll continue to make a way, and he'll continue to equip you as well.
So are the dates pretty much the typical, you know, public school year? Does it start like in late August or September and go through April, May? How does that work?
Yeah, for us, we start typically the last week of August, and then we'll go all the way through before Memorial Day in May.
So it's very similar, you know, dates. So not a lot of surprises there. No. Jeremy, this was educational even for me. Mm-hmm. I'm old enough. I can still keep learning, so that's a good sign. Again, friends, one more time, the website. Just mark this. You're going to probably run into someone who's going to need to get information about homeschooling or a Christian academy, gracechristianacademy.school. One more question real quick. We have 20 seconds. Your furthest drive for a student, how far away are they coming from?
Probably in the Seymour area, somewhere in there. So
how many miles?
Maybe 20 miles or
20
so.
20 miles. Yeah. Okay. Just I'm just curious off the top of my head. Jeremy, good to see you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you for coming in and continued good success with Grace Christian Academy. Friends, thank you. Education is such an important topic, and it's not going to go away because the school system in America is irredeemable. That's not just my opinion. I think there's a lot behind that would show there are problems that just can't be overcome. So let's find good alternatives. Anyway, thanks for watching, listening, and sharing. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.